Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Welcome to the Inspirational Living Podcast. Today's reading was edited and adapted from The World Beautiful by Lillian Whiting, published in 1894. Success in life is too largely attributed to special gifts or exceptional good fortune, or of some combination of the two, rather than to simple duty and the obligation of all aspiring people. That is to say, it should be held as the normal and not the abnormal condition. To achieve success is not merely the gratification of personal ambition, not merely a selfish endeavor. It is a moral duty and a very high responsibility. It is a personal obligation. Success is good, and to regard it as more or less synonymous with selfishness is to degrade it from anything like its real significance. No one has success until they have abounding life, which consists of energy, enthusiasm, and gladness. It is springing to meet the day with the thrill of being alive. It is going forth to meet the morning in an ecstasy of joy. It is realizing the oneness of humanity in true spiritual sympathy. It is indeed that which you are, and not that which you do or which you have. All our usual beliefs of success fall infinitely short of the genuine thing. It is not necessarily a success to be rich or famous, or even popular. These attributes and accidental things may or may not accompany success, but their presence does not make it happen, and their absence does not take it away. It is as amazing as it is sad that we go about burdening ourselves with strivings that are of no consequence, and thus miss the gladness and exhilaration of living. No life is successful until it is radiant. The divine is always ready to come in. So why do we bar the way? We cannot all live in palaces, but we all can live in the kingdom of heaven within ourselves. And the material luxuries of the one pale before the glow, thrill, and exaltation of the other. The joyful life of the spirit is the life of a larger mission, one that can escape the bounds of the earth. And by the wider extension of the horizon which the Spirit gives, it dissipates the troubles of the world and reveals the joy in the little things, both seen and unseen. The one great truth which we all need to come to is that a successful life lies not in doing this, or going there, or possessing something new. It lies in the quality of our daily life. It is just as surely a success to be kind and courteous to friends and strangers as it is to make $1 million, write a bestseller, or become a famous artist. It is achievement on the spiritual side of things. The extension of our life here into the spiritual world is of tremendous value, and this extension is achieved by our habitual attitude of mind. It is developed by truth, love, and goodness, and it is stunted by every envious thought, every unjust or unkind act. To live the life more abundant means to rise above selfishness and envy, to rejoice in our neighbor's successes and be glad in their gladness, to love what is lovely, whether it's our own or another's. For when we do, we at once find life in peace, at once find success in its most profound significance. We realize that it is possible to extend our own life into higher regions, so that our happiness shall not be altogether dependent upon other people. And by doing so, we prepare ourselves to be a truer, warmer, and more steadfast friend, while yet less dependent on friendship than ever before. The only lasting success worth the name is the achievement of this high spirituality. With it, the beggar would be rich, and without it, the king would be poor. Too many people go through life merely existing, and as we all know, mere existence is not life. It is not existence, but experience that constitutes living. An experience is gained largely by continual succession of new environments. Two things cannot occupy the same space at the same time. One experience crowds out another, save that the best of each is assimilated into life and becomes a part of one's character. On the visible and material side of life, those who have conquered have always been they who have gone out into the unknown. The hero is the one who takes risks. And while it's not guaranteed that the person who takes risks is invariably a hero, no one conquers who is afraid to venture outside their own garden plot. No one conquers spiritually who is not willing to accept risks. New experiences are the very material from which it draws its life and weaves its fabric. They are therefore something to be largely welcomed and embraced. They are possessions. They are spiritual capital. Remember that change is often development, and under new skies, new voices call to you, for new inspirations are in the very air. It is commonly said that nobody can escape their fate, but fate is simply unpenetrated causes, and cause and effect are as firmly linked together as night and day. The law of cause and effect can no more be escaped than the law of gravitation. The person who creates the cause sets in motion the current of activities that produce the effect. Thus, they must accept that effect. In other words, it is part of their karma. But causes wear themselves out, and their effects then cease. If you do not like your present life in its present aspect, you can change it for the future by changing the sources from which the present flows and is shaped and colored. Every individual is simply the result of the causes they have, by their own series of choices, set in motion. But having said that, there are always possibilities for something different. If a change may be worse, it may also be better. And whether it is better or worse depends wholly on you. It is your mental attitude that stamps your circumstances, and not your circumstances that stamp your mental attitude. Outward life is a reflex of inward states. It is the expression which the spirit makes of itself. The mind stamps its impress upon your material surroundings. Goethe said that the highest state is a tranquility of soul where we love what we command ourselves to do. There is more in this than meets the eye. To love what we command ourselves to do is to endow the action with that vitality and magnetism which creates success. To command ourselves to do it without loving it is to perform merely a mechanical action which generates no power to perpetuate its influence. Let no one fail to realize the infinite potency that lies in devotion to the work you have commanded yourself to do. Love it, endow it with life. Generate for it the magnetic atmosphere of hope, belief, and conviction. Your personal power carried into a new environment will produce external circumstances as beautiful as the power you bring to bear on them. It depends wholly on you. If you are afraid of new conditions, if you dread the untried, it is really a fear of yourself. But if you are strong in integrity of purpose, in singleness of aim, in that larger love and sweetness of spirit, which is serenity and peace, you need feel no terror in going out into the unknown. The cloud by day becomes a pillar of fire by night. The needs of the morning are met by the blessings of the day, and more blessings are offered anew tomorrow. One need only trust. The fact that power comes to the one who exerts it is as certain and unvarying a truth as any law of mathematics. The power that is within rushes to meet you from without. No external change can deprive you of it. Nothing can lessen its force to create your outward life. The external circumstances, the surroundings amid which you shall dwell, the friends that bring joy to your life, all these are predetermined by your own mental state, and as certainly as the stone falls to the earth by the law of gravitation. We always come into our own and enter in and possess the land. Trials and perplexity teach us the wiser meanings of life, and the way to speed their departure is to grasp the meaning as quickly as possible. Seek from the higher powers the aid to overcome your trials and rise to that level where all work is done with exhilaration, and it will be given to you in even greater measure than you could ask. To keep one's foot firmly set in the way that leads upward, however dark and thorny it may be at the moment, is to conquer. All trial is in its very nature temporal. All joy is in its nature eternal. Legions of angelic powers wait upon your soul, ready to guide it to the mountaintop of a grand vision.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.